a Mishnah in Erevin which speaks about Chum Shabbos and Chum Yantav. One is not permitted to go chutz l'chum. If you live in a city, you say you can only go till the end of the city, and then you can go alpaim amayah on the outskirts of the city, after the city limits end. Unless you make an Erev, let's say leave a box of matzahs. Doesn't even have to be a box of matzahs. It can be a jar of pickles, it can be a jar of gefilte fish, it can be a bottle of ketchup, it can be any kind of food. The only time you need matzahs is only if Eruv v'chatzeres. In order to be able to carry, let's say you have an Erev in the area and you want to carry within the Erev or in a building. You have Erev, a bungalow colony, a camp, something like that. So that Erev v'chatzeres, that has to be pas, has to be lechem. But all the other Eruvin, like Eruv v'chumin, in order to go a little chutz l'chum, so the Mishnah says, bakol miyavin, any food is acceptable. So if you leave a little food on the outskirts of the city, so you can declare that that is my chum, that is my mokum, and then I have alpaim amah around that mokum, and that can help me go a little past. Azoy, if I wouldn't have left this jar of gefilte fish there, I can go to go alpaim amah outside of the city. Now that I leave the jar of gefilte fish, I can go a little further, alpaim amah further past the jar of gefilte fish. So the Mishnah says in Erevin, you have to make up your mind before Shabbos begins, before Yom Tov begins, which direction you want to be Koinish Visa. If you want to go to the east or you want to go to the west, you have to make up your mind before Shabbos. You can't make a separate Eruv Chumin for the first half of the day and separate Eruv Chumin for the second half of the day. And then the Mishnah has a Machloikas HaTanaim. What if you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov? Means that Yom Tov falls out either on Friday or on Sunday. Do we permit you to make a separate Eruv Chumin for Yom Tov and a separate Eruv Chumin for Shabbos? Or maybe you should say that it's Kedusha Achas, that it's considered one long Kedusha Sayayim that lasts for 48 hours, and you have to make up your mind before the whole unit of 48 hours begins whether you want to go to the right or to the left. Where do you want to be kind of Shvisa? It's not, the dinim are not going to be the same. On Shabbos, you have to observe Shabbos. On Yom Tov, you're permitted to carry Oichal Nefesh, you're allowed to cook and so on. Just because you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov doesn't mean that this year you're permitted to carry on Shabbos, or this year you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to carry on Yom Tov just because Shabbos next to Yom Tov. Shabbos is going to be Shabbos Dik, and Yom Tov is going to be Yom Tov Dik. It's going to be a different. But the Machlokes HaTanaim is, do you consider it as if it's one long Kedushas Hayom that goes for 48 hours? Or no, the Shabbos is separate and Yom Tov is separate. So the one difference in this Machlokes HaTanaim is, can you make a separate Eruv Chumin for one day and a separate Eruv Chumin for the other day? And then the other nafkamin and the other machlokes that the Mishnah records is, let's say something is mukta on the first day, Beis Hashanol on the first day, will it be mukta on the second day also? So that depends. If something is mukta till the end of the day, so do you say till the end of the day means till the end of the 48 hour period of time? Because the 48 hours is one long kedushas hayom. It's one long kedushas hayom that lasts for two full days. Or you say no, the first day is a separate kedushas hayom and the second day is a vayter separate kedushas hayom. Each day is a separate kedushas hayom. So those are the two nafkaminis lahalochas. So here, the Gemara quotes, this is where we left off, Dalet Amin Aleph on the third wide line. The Gemara quotes a machlokes Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, when you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov, a Beit Hashanol on the first day, will it be also on the second day? So the Gemara says, you mean to say that the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel is where the Shabbos next to Yom Tov is Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas? Ah. There's another Yahrzeit today. Mrs. Arbisfeld, Mrs. Laufer, Mrs. Berger all have Yahrzeit for their mother. So we dedicate this year in her memory also. The Grazel Bas Nosen Hakain. Okay. Same day. Tomorrow, hey, tonight. Tonight, okay. Mr. Kaplan has Yahrzeit today and this is tonight. Okay. So the Gemara says, should I say name on the
like
fourth line?
It's my focus. It's night and day. Which way you gotta go?
Okay. So the Gemara says, should I say name? Should I say Kasova Rab Kedusha Achasi? Should I say that? That's the Machlekes Rab. Rab Yechanan. The Rab says, no, the Bazeh Beit Hashanol on the first day will remain Muktzah on the second day because it's one long Kedusha Sayyim that extends for 48 hours. But we know the Psak Halacha in Erevin is that it's Shtei Kedushas. We pass an Halacha L'maisa. When you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov, whether Yom Tov is on Friday or on Sunday, it does make a difference. The Halacha is that it's Shtei Kedushas same. So how come over here Rav says that the Beitz is annulled on the first day, it remains Muktzah till the end of the second day? Why should that be so?
The Gemara says, no, it's for a different reason. So the Gemara is because Rab holds Rabbi Yisrael Achana de Rabba. What do you mean Achana de Rabba? What does that mean? So last week, we'll just review, last week we had three pshatim in this Gemara. How do you translate the words? How do you translate the words that Rabbi Yisrael Achana de Rabba? So Taisa says over here, Achana de Rabba is like this. What was the original member of Rabbah Hachana de Rabbah? If you have Shabbos next to Yontif and the Beitzah is nulled on the second day, if the Beitzah, better not forget to steal. if the Beitzah is nulled on the second day, so Beitzah that's nulled any given day of the week is Neyes Mol Gomer Allah, the Gemara says, 24 hours before it was completed inside the Meayim of the Tana Goyles. So if you have the Beit is nulled on the second day of Shabbos next to Yom Tov, so the Achana was yesterday when it was completed. So Rabbah's original member was, in such a case, it's an Issa Deraisa Tita Beitza. If it's a plain Shabbos or a plain Yom Tov, not Shabbos next to Yom Tov, it is nulled on the second day. It's just a plain Shabbos or a plain Yom Tov, then in Atara would be Mutter. It's only also there, Xera Otu, Shabbos followed by Yom Tov, Yom Tov followed by Shabbos. The real Issa Deraisa is when it's nulled on the second day, and it's Me'as Mol Gomelo, that you have a Hachana from Shabbos to Yom Tov, Yom Tov for Shabbos. So Tosis points out at this point that not only, Rab thinks, not only do we say Me'as Mol Gomelo, the Gemara inside the Me'ayim of the Tana Goyles. Not only is that a moment of Gemara, not only is that a moment of Hachana, that if you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov, and the Gemara of the Beitza was on the first day, and the Leida of the Beitza the second day. That's called an improper Hachana, you're not allowed to eat it. The Leida of the Beitza is also called a Hachana. So if the Beitza is nulled on the first day, not only nulled on the second day, the Beitza is nulled on the first day, you want to eat it on the second day, that'll also be an Issa Derais of Hachana Derach. That's what Taisa says in the first shot. Here, Dalet Amid Aleph, Ela Bachana Derach. So they say, V'yesh Shleiman, and become Hakam Kishinol de Bishabbos, Arezu Hachana. Not only is it called a Hachana when it's Nigmaro b'Meayim, b'Meayim Shalatana Goyles, Gamishas Leid B'Shayach Hachana. Not only the Gemara inside the Kishkus of the Tana Goyles is Hachana, the Leid is also a moment of Hachana. So if it's nulled on the first day, you want to eat it on the second day, that's considered an improper Hachana. It means that I had Hachana on Yom Tov for Shabbos, or Shabbos for Yom Tov. That's one shot in the Gemara. The Rab says, no, the Bezeh, Surah Bezeh. Why? Because Rab holds from Hachana the Rabba. And the Leida of the Beitza is a Hachana for tomorrow. That's what enables me to eat it tomorrow. That's the first pshat. The second pshat Tosis gives Yedish Loimar, a complicated pshat, runs as follows. If you would have had, instead of having Shabbos next to Yom Tov, if you would have not had 2 days in a row, the first day would have been missing. It wouldn't have been any first day. So you'd have Chol. So then the Beitza would have been nulled on the second day. So funny, let's say Yom Tov is on Friday. And the Beitza is nulled on Friday. So when was the Gemar? The Gemar was on Thursday, inside an Erev Yom Tov on Thursday. And if there wouldn't have been a Yom Tov on that day, so what would have been? So how do you visualize it? So it would have been Chol, huh? So Tosis visualizes it. No, Shabbos would have been moved up. Shabbos would have been moved up another day. So the fact that Yom Tov is Mafsik, the day of Friday was Yom Tov, was Mafsik, in between Thursday, which is the Gemar, and Shabbos, when I want to eat the Beitzah, that's what makes it possible to eat the Beitzah on Shabbos. If you wouldn't have had the first day being Mafsik, if Friday wouldn't have been Yom Tov, you wouldn't have had Friday to be Mafsik, so then it would have been a Beitzah Shenolda B'Shabbos. So Tosis says in the second shot, a strange Adochik shot, that the fact that the day, that you have 2 days in a row, Shabbos next to Yom Tov, so the first day is Mafsik in between the Gemar inside the B'nai Me'ayim over the Tana Goyles and the eating it. On the second day, the Metzias of the day, the existence of the day itself, that's considered Hachana. Not that anybody did any act of Hachana, there isn't even any Hachana, even B'nai Shamayim. When the Beitza becomes the merits inside the Kishkis of the Tana Goyles, that's called an act of Achana B'dei Shammai. Here there isn't even any act of Achana, it's just the Metzius of the day itself to be Mapsik, in between the day on which the Beitza is Nigmeris inside the Tana Goyles and the day on which I want to eat it, that the day itself is considered as if it's Mech. It's very vague pshat in the Gemara. Let's see again. What did the Gemara say? If you have a beitza shenolda, you have Shabbos next to Yontif, right, 2 days in a row, and the beitza is nolda on the first day. Right. So for whatever reason, you're not allowed to eat the beitza. We have four explanations. What's wrong?
You can't eat it on Friday on Yontif.
Can't eat it on Yontif on Friday. Sure. How long you're not allowed to eat it? Till the end of the day. Right. What do you say? 5 minutes? You're not allowed to eat it. 2 hours? No. Till the end of the day. What about the second day? The second day is the Shabbos. What does Shabbos have to do with Yontif? So Rav says no, Beitza Shenolda Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. Even if it's nolda on the first day, you're not allowed to eat it on the second day. So the Gemara thought originally it must be because he holds to the Shachar. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the reason why. It's based on the fact that Rav believes in Hachana de Rabba. Where's the Hachana de Rabba over here? We said before, Hachana de Rabba is, if you have 2 days in a row and the Beitza is nolda on the second day, if you have 2 days in a row, Shabbos next weekend, the Beitza is nolda on the second day. So the Chana de Rabba problem is that the Gemara inside the Tanna Gerlis occurred on the first day. But over here the Beitza is not on the first day. So what's the Chana de Rabba over here? How is it Chana de Rabba? So the first Pshat Tosfos gave was, but the Leida itself is an act of Chana. So the Leida's HaBeitza on the first day makes it possible for anybody to eat it. Because the egg is still inside the Kishkus of the Beitza. Of the Tanna Gerlis, nobody can eat it. So the Leida itself is an act of Chana. That's what enables you to eat it on the first day and on the second day. So that's called Achana de Rabba. The laid on the first day makes it possible to eat it on the second day. That's a violation of Achana de Rabba, improper Achana. That's an easy pshat. The second pshat, they want to avoid that. The Yoyde Shleimer, they want to avoid saying like this, that the Leida is the Achana, because they were bothered. The Gemara before said that the Achana is the Gemara inside the Meayim of the Tanna Gerlis. So they want to avoid that. So they come up with a strange pshat. Just the fact that there's a day mapsik in between the Gemara inside the Tanna Gerlis and you're eating it on the second day is either Shabbos or Yom Tov, whatever the second day is. So the first day is Mafsik in between it, so that itself is a violation of Achana de Rabba. That's called Shabbos is Mechem to Yom Tov, or Yom Tov is Mechem to Shabbos. Not that anything happened on Shabbos. The fact that Shabbos is a blank day that makes a Hapsoka between the Gemar inside the Bnei Meyayim of the Tanna Gerlis and the day on the second Yom HaMekudesh on which you want to eat this Beitza, that's a violation of Achana de Rabba. Very strange. These are the two shitas in Shulchan Aruch that you mentioned last week. You looked up last week in the Shulchan Aruch, I think in the middle of what we were learning. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that the lulav and the esro,
the adornment to the sukkah,
cannot be used when? On Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Loretz. We sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Of course, the Sukkah is hooked to the Mitzvah. And the Noi Sukkah is also hooked to the Mitzvah. And if anyone would be interested in eating the Bein HaShemashes in between Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, we would tell him he has to eat the Sukkah also. So in the Mele, the Sukkah is hooked to the Mitzvah of the whole Bein HaShemashes in between Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Once it's hooked to the Mitzvah, the sukkah with the adornments are hooked to the mitzvah during that Bein HaShemashes. So you say, Migdus Katzai the Bein HaShemashes, it remains mukta the whole Simchas Torah. And what if Isru Chag is Shabbos? So you said, that's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. What are the two opinions in Shulchan Aruch? How long can the thing be mukta? It's hooked to the mitzvah on Simchas Torah, because the Bein HaShemashes is in between Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. And then I say, and it's still hooked to the mitzvah for the Shabbos that comes following after Simchas Torah also. Why? So the two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch are these two opinions in Tosis. The fact that you had a day mapsik, Simchas Torah is mapsik, it's really hooked to the mitzvah on Shmini Atzeres. And Simchas Torah is Migdus Katzoi. But then Shabbos, the day Israel Chag, the Shabbos, there's no reason in the world that it should be mukta on Shabbos. Yeah, but if Shabbos would have been right next to Shmini Atzeres, if you would have had Shmini Atzeres and then Shabbos, but then I would have said, well, the Bein HaShemashes is in between Shmini Atzeres and Shabbos. If you would want to eat a meal, you would have to eat in the Sukkah. So then it would be hooked in the Mitzvah for the Bein HaShemashes. For the Mele, it would be hooked in the Mitzvah for the whole Shabbos. But over here, you don't have Shabbos adjacent to Shmini Atzeres. You had Simchas Torah Mapsik, the day of Simchas Torah Mapsik, in between Shmini Atzeres and Shabbos. The three different days. So the fact that you have Simchas Torah is a day that's Mapsik in between Shmini Atzeres and Isru Chag, which is Shabbos, is that called a violation of Hachana de Rabba? Is that called Yontif Mechem the Shabbos? Nothing happened on Yontif. Just that you have a day on a calendar that's Mapsik in between the previous day and the next day. The mitzvahs of the day be masik does haste tachana the rabbi. So according to the second shot in Taisus, that is a violation of achana the rabbi.
It's not a kiddushah.
Not based on, we don't pass kiddushah. We pass mistake.
That's what it's like. With respect to the language of the egg, how can you say that nothing happened on that day? Bobayom, the egg was laid. The chicken laid the egg. That's a major part
that's
of eating
the
egg. You can't eat the egg unless the chicken laid the egg.
That's the first shot that Taisus says.
That's the first error.
That's the normal shot. That's the first shot that Taisus says. But Taisus was still bothered. They're not sure whether that's the correct shot. Why? That's the Pashup shot. We said that's the Pashup shot, the first shot. But Taisus wasn't so convinced because they were hesitant because the Gemara before said that the Gemara is 24 hours before the egg is laid. As if the laying of the egg doesn't count. So Taisus says, no, Gambashas later. Gambashas later Shai Hachana. Not only the Gemara inside the Tanagoilas a day before the egg is laid. At the moment of laying the egg, that's also an act of achana. That's a simple pshat. But Tosis was hesitant, maybe it's not true. So they came up with the second suggestion, the fact that it's that the day is mafsik in between the previous day and the next day. The day itself being mafsik is considered as if yontav is mechon l'shabbos, or Shabbos is mechon l'yontav. I needed that day to be mafsik. So those are the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether we hold like the second shot in Tosis. The two opinions, if Shabbos Bereshis falls out to be on Yisroel Chag, whether the Noye Sukkah, whether the Sukkah, the Noye Sukkah, still remain hooked in the Mitzvah, so it depends on these two Shitas, whether you pass like the second Shat in Taisus.
Second Shita, I have a different Shat in the...
In the words?
That they're talking about that Shabbos came first and then came Yantus. And they're right next to each other. And the it's not that the later is the hachana, it's the heter. The heter to eat it on Shabbos. If you would eat it on Shabbos, then obviously it's going to be mutran yetter. So the fact that you're matir on Shabbos will be matir for yetter. So you have. So this is a different shot in hachana the rabba. Not the eater is not mashma gamla. The eater is chol meicher the Shabbos, chol meicher yetter.
But what's over here the hachana? What is the hachana? The date is nulled on the first day.
The hachana is that you want to be matir.
Eating it on the second day.
Eating it on Shabbos.
The first day is out of the question. Beitzah shenold on the first day, you can't eat it. I think that's the tishilu. Beitzah shenold, you're not allowed to eat it. The first day for sure, you're not allowed to eat. Machloekis Rabbi Yechon is on the second day.
If you were permitted.
On the second day. If you permitted.
On the first day. Shabbos is before Yom.
Yeah.
If you were permitted on Shabbos, then automatically it would be Mutar on Yom.
No.
And so therefore, this being Mutar on Shabbos would, that's the word for what he says.
I don't think so.
Except you have to be Machloekis. Hachan the Rabbah is without the Menasmo Gamala. This is just an incidental shot in the context where.
Right, Taisus, that's 100%. Taisus says, from this Gemara you see that there's another case of violation of Hachan the Rabbah, even not because Menasmo Gamala. Yeah. So what's the violation? So the first time Taisus is normal, that's what he said. The later itself is the act of Hachan. That's the Poshim shot. And the second shot, Taisus says, no. And the Beitza Shinold on the first day. The first day is Shabbos and the second day is Yom Tov. Where's their Shabbos? So for sure it's Muktzah on the first day. For sure you can't eat it. That's out of the question. But the reason why you're permitted to eat it on the second day is because you have a day mafsik in between. Because it wasn't born on the second day, it was born on another day. So it comes out that the fact that Shabbos was mafsik in between the Miasmo Gomorrah and the day on which I want to eat it, that itself is considered Shabbos Mechina Le Yom Tov.
Can't you say that?
The Issa did not come off because of the fact that
the next day is
Yom Tov. So there's an Issa on
the
Patriots, like an Issa
Chatzin,
and in order to be able to
eat it,
it
has to become a Matter.
Since
the
Matter
is there because the next day is Yom Tov. So that's why
not a lot of
the Chol. That was
private. Why? No, Chana the Rabbah means that Shabbos is Mechon LeYontav, the Yontav is Mechon LeShabbos. Where is Shabbos Mechon LeYontav, the Yontav Mechon LeShabbos? That's what Taisus says. Because the first day is a, on the calendar, the first day is Matzah. It came into the day on which the Gemar was, and the day on which you want to eat it. It wasn't nulled on the day on which you want to eat it. It was nulled yesterday, but yesterday was Shabbos. So because of the fact that Shabbos was the blank day in between the Miyasmo Gomel on today on which I want to eat it, so that's what Taisus learns in the second Mishnah, that's a violation of Achana de Rabba. The day itself is Mechan. The fact that the day is Mafsik in between these 2 days, that's a violation of Achana de Rabba. And those are the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether we pass like that. It's a strange Pshat, very strange Pshat. Pasha Pshat is not like that. And Rashi doesn't learn like either Pshat of Taisus. Rashi, the Ritva, in Erevin points out, Rashi doesn't learn like either Pshat of Taisus. Why? Because Rashi in Sukkah writes, why is it that you say that the Sukkah and the Noye Sukkah are Huktzel and Mitzvasai all day of, let's say, in Eretz Yisrael, you only sit in Sukkah through Hashanah Rabbah? Shemini Atzeres, you're not allowed to sit in Sukkah, it's Baal Pesach. In Chutzlots, in America, you have the Gemara says you have to sit in Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, but you're not allowed to sit in Sukkah on Simchas Torah. That would be a violation of Baal Pesach. So nonetheless, in Eretz Yisrael, the Sukkah is still hooked in the Mitzvah on Shemini Atzeres. You're not permitted to sit in Sukkah. Why should it be hooked in the Mitzvah? And in America, the Sukkah is still hooked in the Mitzvah on Simchas Torah. Why should that be so?
What possible
if you
that's just ceremony
if you what if you want it if, the furniture you're allowed to take in, that's not called Noye Sukkah. The furniture you're allowed to take in, two different things. The furniture, it says the furniture in the Mishnah, the tables, the chairs that you take in, but the Noye Sukkah that you're not allowed to get hana from, the Noye Sukkah still remain hooked to the mitzvah also bano in Eretz Yisrael on Shemini Atzeres, and in Chutz Lords through Simchas Torah. Through Simchas Torah, yeah, that remain also bano. The shaila is it permissible to take down the Sukkah? Is it permissible? Let's say in Eretz Yisrael on Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah is a Chol HaMoed. Are you permitted to take down the Sukkah late in the afternoon? You finished eating ready Hoshana Rabbah, and you're going to eat in the house on Shemini Atzeres. Are you permitted to take down the Sukkah? So if you go to Eretz Yisrael, every other person is taking down their Sukkah. That's a big machlekes. No, not a shaila good with the whole. But let's say here in Manhattan, so a lot of people and businesses they rent space and they have a Sukkah to be able to eat their lunch there. And it costs them money. Every day that they keep the Sukkah there costs them money. So let's say they know what it's going to be, Shabbos is going to be Yom Tov, and they're ready in the middle of Chalamay, they already know they don't need the Sukkah anymore. They finished eating the meals. Are they permitted to take down the Sukkah? They don't plan to use it anymore. So the Mishnah says in Sukkah that on Hoshana Rabbah, even if you finished eating, you shouldn't take down your Sukkah. You shouldn't take down your Sukkah. Why? So Rashi writes, because you may want to have another meal. What if I know for sure I don't want to have another meal? I'm not going to have any other meal. If Rashi meant to say an Eitzah Teiva, we give you an Eitzah Teiva, good advice, don't take down the Sukkah because he may want to eat another meal, then you'll be stuck, you won't have a Sukkah. What if it's late in the day, and I know no one's going to, everybody's leaving, no one stays in the business later than 5 o'clock, 5:30, whatever, Sukkah start. So he wants to take down the Sukkah, fold it up, and he doesn't want to pay rent anymore for using the premises for the Sukkah. Do you still say that it's also to take down the Sukkah? So that's a Machlekes Achronim. Is that included in the prohibition of Huktzel Mitzvosa? So some Achronim say Huktzel Mitzvosa only means that it's also Bahano. But it doesn't mean you're not allowed to take down the Sukkah. Take down the Sukkah and put it away and don't get Anor. And others say, no, not allowed to get Anor. Kavachayim that you're not allowed to take down the Sukkah. Hook to the Mitzvah means you're not allowed to be Mevatlet from serving as a Chepta Shol Mitzvah. So even if you don't plan to eat or sleep in this Sukkah at all, but to take it apart, that means to destroy it. That's like taking a Sefer Torah and ripping it in a little shtikala. So here, a Sukkah is not the same as a Sefer Torah, but a Sukkah on Sukkahs.
I have to put it for the Sukkahs.
Sukkah is like Chal Shem Shammai Mala Sukkah. Has a Kedusha Sukkah. Sefer Torah is always going to have a Kedusha. But the Sukkah has a Kedusha for the duration of Sukkahs. For this time it has a Kedusha. So you're not allowed to take down the Sukkah until after Yom Tov is over.
I think you're talking about it,
right. So the Gemara says, what if the person wants to sit in the Sukkah in Eretz Yisrael on Shemini Atzeres? In Eretz Yisrael, he wants to sit down Shemini Atzeres. He has no play. He has no home to sit. So if he's going to sit in Sukkah, Shmini Esrei, it's going to look like a violation of Baal Peis. So the Gemara says, then you possible a Sukkah. So when does he possible a Sukkah? Can't possible a Sukkah on Shmini Esrei. He can't take down the Schach on Shmini Esrei. It's Soser. So obviously he's going to take it down on Hashanah Rabbah. So isn't that a riot? That's what you ask. Isn't that a riot to this opinion in Achreinim? That's a good kasha. How can Yav HaMachloikis Achreinim, whether hooked to the mitzvah site, includes a prohibition against taking down the sukkah, or it's only a prohibition against getting Hanoi? There's nothing wrong with taking down the sukkah. More said the Feirish, that if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you have no place to eat or sleep on Shmini Atzeres. You want to sleep in the sukkah, so you don't want to violate Baal Tosif. The Gemara says to take down the schach, so he won't be in violation of Baal Peis. So you see from the Gemara, it is Gemara. He's not taking down the schach on Shmini Atzeres. Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take down the roof. It's a violation of Soser. So obviously he's taking down the roof on Shmini Atzeres. So you see it's permissible to take down the sukkah. That's a very strong kasha. And these Achreinim who want to say, the Ikori Hadat calls this Machlekes. Machlekes Achreinim.
No sukkah to take the schach.
I know you're passing it, but there is a difference.
I mean, if I'll take down so much schach that I will not have a sukkah kshero, that will be a violation. But if I take down a little bit of schach and the rest of the sukkah is still kosher, so maybe that's not a violation. That's one taser says like that. The Rabbi and Tom says like that.
It could be that that's what it means. You move the scrap over, like in one part is bottle, and the rest is sukkah.
And I still have a kosher sukkah. I have a kosher sukkah there, but this won't be. Okay. It could be that that's the answer.
It's possible sukkah by putting it in a pot, and that's what's called possible sukkah.
The Gemara gives that suggestion also. Take in dirty pots. The Gemara says during the duration of sukkah, it's not permissible to leave the dirty pots in the sukkah. And if you want to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, what can you do to demonstrate that you don't want to violate Baal Peis? So the Gemara says, leave all the dirty pots in. So you demonstrate that you're not sitting in sukkah the shame mitzvah sukkah.
Because that avoids all the problems, the food on the stock.
The Gemara gives both suggestions. The Gemara gives one suggestion to take off the schach, and the Gemara gives another suggestion to take in the dirty pots. The Gemara says, in chutz lord, that's the eitzah. The Gemara says in Chutz Lotz, you have to sit in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So the guy has to sit in Sukkah. And then on Simchas Torah, he has no other place to eat or sleep. And he can't take down the Schach and Snaf Yontif. He can't take it down on Hoshanah Rabbah. He needs it for Shmini Atzeres. And he can't take it down on Shmini Atzeres. It's Snaf Yontif. It's an Issam Malach Asitira. So what can you do? So the Gemara says, put in the dirty pot. But if you live in Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara says, simple. What do you have to bring in dirty pot? Just take down the Schach. So that's what he asked Akasha. That's a good kasha. How can you say take down the schach? Isn't that a violation of hukta mitzvos? So the teretz that he said is a very good teretz. It depends how much schach you're taking down. If you're taking down so much schach that you don't have a sukkah left, according to his opinion, that would be a violation of hukta mitzvos.
You still have a kosher sukkah.
If you left the kosher sukkah.
You need a kosher and take the word in the kosher.
Yeah.
You can't get the word.
Yes. Let's again review. The Gemara is talking about Shabbos next to Yom Tov. The Beitz is nulled on the first day, and we pass like Rav that you're not allowed to eat it on the second day. Usually, Rabbi Yechanan, usually whenever they disagree, pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Here it's an exception to the rule. The Gemara says we pass like Rav. Rav holds nul the bezah sur bezah. The Gemara says it cannot be because it's kedusha achas, because we pass like that is shtei kedusha. Shabbos next to Yom Tov. So the reason why is because it has to do with hachana the Rabbi. So Tosha says, V'teimah, what kind of achana the rabbi? Let's see the Tosha from the beginning. V'teimah, Zapele, to Amrin, and the Gemara said before in Beis Amin Beis, Kol Hecha de Mishyal Doh Idna, whenever the egg is laid now, today, so we know B'yadua Me'yasmol Gamala, it was completed inside the Tanagoyles 24 hours earlier. Din Kain, if the case is Shechal Yontav, Lacharah Shabbos, you have 2 days in a row, Shabbos next to Yontav, Rabbeit Zanolda on the first day, see, the Gemara is Bim Shulchol. So the Gemara was on Erev. Two days ago, 3 days ago. The Maya Chonikas. What does God do with Hachana the Rab? So the first answer is easy. Yesh Loimim, Mikomakam Chenoldo, Gam Shas Leida Shaykh Hachana. The Leida is for sure Hachana. We said a Chidish that if the Leida is on the second day, Shabbos next year, the Leida is on the second day, so the Gemara inside the May Hatanagalus is also called Hachana. But if the Leida was on the first day, I want to eat on the second day, that's for sure Hachana. That we understand. Then the Yod Yeshleima, the second shot, the Kevnim Nolda, the Yontif, you have Shabbos next to Yontif. If it would have been Nolda on the second day, Second day is Yontav is on Sunday, is this? So if it would have been old on Sunday on Yontav, Hariz Asura, Beit Shinol, the Yontav, you're not allowed to eat. So if you're going to say, Im Noim Akishinol, the Shabbos, when it's old on the first day, Rei Mataris, Bishvalos, later the Shabbos, if you say you're permitted to eat it on the second day, Sunday, which is Yontav, because it wasn't born today, it was born yesterday, so it turns out Im Kain, Havi Shabbos, Mechin, the Yontav. Why? The fact that there's a whole day, Mafsik, in between the day of the Gemar and the day on which I want to eat it, that's considered as if that whole day is Mechen for this day. Not that anything happened on that day. Not that the Leida is Achana. No, they don't like that first shot. The Leida is Achana. Just the fact that you have a whole day of Shabbos, Mafsik, in between Meyesma Gomer Lo, an Erev Shabbos, and the moment when you want to eat it on Sunday, which is Yontif, the day is Mafsik on the calendar. That itself is a violation of Achana Derab. That's called Shabbos Mechina Leon. Strange shot. Strange shot. The Pashta says that it's not so. Pashta says that it's very Shvet. Pashta is the first answer of this. So we said that Rashi doesn't learn like either of the two Pshatim. What does Rashi hold? So on that Gemara, what did the Gemara say again? In Eretz Yisrael, you only sit in Sukkah through the end of Hashanah Rabbah. And you're not allowed to sit in Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Nonetheless, the Sukkah with the Noye Sukkah remain hooked to the mitzvahs of the whole Shemini Atzeres. In Chutz Lord, you only sit in Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. You're not allowed to sit on Simchas Torah, it's Baal Taisit. Nonetheless, it remains hooked to the Mitzvah on the whole Simchas Torah. Why? So the Gemara said, if in Eretz Yisrael you would want to eat a meal, Leil Shmini Atzeres. What's the guy eating a meal? Why isn't he in Shul on Leil Shmini Atzeres? The Chazan with the choir, what's he doing eating a meal? Akash. But the Gemara says, if he would be hungry, he davened the Mincha Gdol or whatever, and he's going to daven a late minyan. It's a funny case the Gemara gives. If the character would want to eat a meal on Leil Shmini Atzeres, would we insist that he has to eat in Sukkah? Of course, it's Dach Ben Hashmashis. He may be eating Chutz in Sukkah. May still be Sukkah, so he has to eat in the Sukkah. So since Ben Hashmashis he has to eat in the Sukkah, Ben Hashmashis is in between Hashanah Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres. So the same thing in Chutz Loretz. The Ben Hashmashis is in between Shmini Atzeres and Leil Simchas Torah. If he would want to eat a meal, we would tell him you must eat in the Sukkah because it's a Sofik, maybe it's still Shmini Atzeres. So during the Kuzman of Ben Hashmashis, the Sukkah with the Noye Sukkah would still be hooked to the Mitzvasai. It would still be hooked to the Mitzvasai. So we say, since it's hooked to the Mitzvasai, Ben Hashmashis, Nigar is Katsoy, the Ben Hashmashis is Katsoy the Kuliyayim. That's what it says in the Gemara. So Rashi understood from that Gemara, Achidish, why did you say it's also Ben Hashmashis? It's only hooked to the Mitzvasai Ben Hashmashis up until that point that it's still part of yesterday. From that moment on, that it's already tomorrow, there shouldn't be any problem. Should not be hooked to the mitzvah. That's what we call, Taisus coined the term for that. That's mukta machvasafik yem shavar. I say the whole Ben Hashmash is, we don't know when the yom ends and when Laila begins. So we say the whole Ben Hashmash is, you have a suffix, so you have to treat the whole thing as hooked to the mitzvah. But it's only mukta machvasafik yem shavar. So why not say that logically? It doesn't make any sense. The Sukkah should be hooked to Mitzvah only up until the end of Hashanah Rabbah. Once you know for sure Shmini Atzeres began, so there's no more hooked to the Mitzvah. Or Chutz Lo'aretz, it's only hooked to Mitzvah because man that it's still Shmini Atzeres. Once it starts Simchas Torah, so there's no more hooked to Mitzvah. I don't know when Shmini Atzeres ends and when Simchas Torah begins. So because of my ignorance, we all have the ignorance, we don't know what the status of Ben Hashmashis is. So we're all in a state of ignorance because of the Sofik of Ben Hashmashis. So we have to treat the whole Ben Hashmash as if it's a Muktzah B'dikim. Does that make sense to say Migad is Katsoy? So Rashi says, yes, that's what you see for this Gemara. That what?
Never have fall in that case. Never have a Zaman of Heter. We don't know. So, I mean, something segues into Shabbos. It goes right in. It segues into
two days go right into each other. So, you never have to.
But you don't know. But truth of the matter is let's say in Eretz Yisrael, it's only hooked to the Mitzvah for the duration of Sukkot till the end of Hashanah Rabbah. Once you start Shmini Atzeres, it's not a mitzvah anymore. It's an avera to sit in the Sukkah. So why should you say the Sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah so the whole Shmini Atzeres? So the Gemara says because the Ben Hashmashis, if you would have wanted to eat a meal. So Taisa is the Kasha, but that's only hooked to Machmas Safik Yom Shavar. Logically, I know. It's only hooked to Hashanah Rabbah. Shmini Atzeres is not hooked to. I don't know when Hashanah Rabbah ends and when Shmini Atzeres begins. So the whole Zman that we have the Safik is Zman of Ben Hashmashis. So I go to Chumrah, but once it's already Taisa of Kachavim, of Leil, Shemini Atzeres, of Chutzlot, carry the whole thing over to the next day. So once it's Beit Seis HaKacham, so it's over. How can you say Migdus Katzoy? It was never looked at for the first moment of this day. It's just I didn't know when the first moment was. So this was Taisus' problem. Taisus raised this kasha. Taisus proved from this gemara, from several other gemaras, Taisus claims they have three rayas. The best raya is this gemara. Taisus claims a raya that you don't apply mukta machmasafik yom shava. If something was mukta ben ashmashes, because I'm not sure whether ben ashmashes belongs to yesterday or belongs to tonight, so I don't continue to say, well, since it was mukta ben ashmashes, it goes till the end of the next day. You don't say that. You only say migdus katzoy ben ashmashes if it was mukta machmas today, not because I don't know where to draw the line. If it's because of ignorance, you don't know how to draw the line. You don't say migdus katzoy. So that's what Taisus holds. And Rashi disagrees. Rashi do say mukta machmasafik yom shav. Machlekes Rashi or Taisus. So Rashi has his raya from the Gemara, this Gemara by the Sukkah, that I do say Huktzah leMitzvah Sei. In Chutz Laaretz, the Sukkah remains Muktzah throughout the whole Simchas Torah, and in Eretz Yisrael remains Huktzah leMitzvah Sei the whole Shmini Atzeret. No.
So we're going to explain.
So Taisus says you never say mukta machmasafik yom shava. So what does Taisus do with this gemara? It's a beferish gemara by the sukkah. So Taisus answers, if the din of hukta and mitzvah would have only been a din only in sukkah, then you're right, it wouldn't make any sense. But Taisus, the din of hukta and mitzvah applies to esrig. It applies to talus. It applies to beis haknesses. It applies to arah hashinus. It applies to any chefta shal mitzvah. Any object is shayfer. Any object that you use for a mitzvah, kolz mana mitzvah, has a status of hukta and mitzvah. So there are all kinds of mitzvahs. So Taisus says, one of the many mitzvahs is sofik derais in lechumit. That's another mitzvah. So if it's bein hashmashes, in between Hashanah Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres, or in Chutz Laaretz, it's bein hashmashes in between Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, and you have a shaila, is it still yesterday? Or is it already the next day? So I have a sofik, whether you have to sit in the sukkah, or you're forbidden from sitting in the sukkah. So you go lechumit there, you say, yes, you have to sit in the sukkah. You don't say a sofik, you say the rice of the chumah, don't sit. It's a good kasha. If it's tonight, then it's an Isser. So one should say it's an Isser of Baltasis. You don't say like that. That's a good question. Why? That's what you see from the Gemara, though. If you have a sofik, if it's Hashanah Rabbah, and you're obligated to sit in the sukkah. Shemini Atzeres, and you're forbidden from sitting in the sukkah. So we say, yes, you better sit in the sukkah. One should say, Shevi Al Tasa Adif. That's a good kasha. But that you see from the Gemara that you do sit in the sukkah.
That's why I say Galtasa, you sit in the sukkah.
Okay. So Taisus says, so you see from the Gemara one thing, that you have to sit in the sukkah, whatever the explanation is. Yes, the Gemara says you have to sit in the sukkah. Once you have to sit in the sukkah, so it's hooked to the mitzvah side. Aye, but logically speaking, you only have to sit in the sukkah up until the end of the first day. That's logically speaking, but Lemaisa, I don't know when the first day ends, when the second day begins. So Lemaisa, till the end of the whole Bein Hashmashes, I have a mitzvah of Safik Derais Elchum, is not a mitzvah. It's taken not the mitzvah of Sukkah anymore. The mitzvah of Sukkah may have been over a long time ago. But because I don't know when this man is up, when Sukkah is up. I don't know when Sukkah is up. So because of my ignorance, I have another mitzvah of Sukkah Derais Elchum to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So now, wow, so the first few minutes of Shmini Atzeres I have to sit in Sukkah because of a mitzvah of Safek Derais Elchumr. So then I say, Migdus Katzoy Ben Hashmashes. The first few moments of Simchas Torah, of Shmini Atzeres, I know I'm sitting in Sukkah because of Safek Derais Elchumr. So I say, hook to the mitzvah.
You say Safek Elchumr is not when you're violating a mitzvah. I mean, it only works when you don't know what to do, so you don't know as long as it doesn't make it do a lot, or make sense. But that doesn't mean, by observing a topic, I'm allowed to do a
loisa? Not allowed to. That's a good kasha. What you ask a good kasha, but that's what it says in the Gemara. You ask a good kasha in the Gemara, but the Gemara says the din is, if you have a suffix, whether you're obligated to sit in sukkah because it's still Hashanah Rabbah, or you're prohibited from sitting in sukkah because of Al-Taisa, because the Gemara says you must sit in sukkah. So you're asking a good kasha, why don't you say suffix yisura l'chumah? Why do you say suffix mitzvah l'chumah? Yes, to sit. Say Safik Yisrael Lechumah, you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah. I don't know. It's a good kasha. But that's what Taisus says. You see from the Gemara that you have to sit in the sukkah. So that case, that's what Taisus answers. The last few lines in the first Taisus. Whenever it's hooked to mitzvah, and moved to machmes mitzvah, shiny can the first time awesome. Dama misham leisud the bachal begavo. The last five lines in the first tesis. So they say by mukta machmes safik yam shav and general lo yamrinon, except for hooked to the mitzvah, because hooked to mitzvah is a safik mitzvah is a no mitzvah. Safik the rice lachum is a no mitzvah.
It's not an issue though. If you're doing it because of a mitzvah.
You're doing machmes safik.
So you're doing it. So it's not an issue. You can't say it's an issue that we're bumpoising. It doesn't even come. It doesn't come to the issue.
What he's saying may or may not be the answer. There's a whole sugya in Zvachim about that, whether that's correct or not. There's a Mishnah in Zvachim. There's a Mishnah in Zvachim. The Daf Yomi people just finished Erevin a long time ago. No, an Erevin Daf Kuf. They quote a Mishnah from the end of Zvachim. A fella had in the Beis Hamikdash. The Mekabel Dam from a carbon that you're supposed to do one Zvika. Let's say Pchara Ma'isva Pesach, you only do one Zvika. And then it got mixed up with another. I was Mekabel Dam from another carbon in a different Klisha race. That needs four zrikas, so that needs two zrikas, and the damim got mixed up together. So the Gemara says, what should you do? If I have a carbon that needs two zrikas or four zrikas, and I only do one zrika, but the evid it's good, but I'm a violation of Baltigra. If I know in advance I'm supposed to do two or four, and I only do one, that's a violation of Baltigra. And if I'm going to do two or four, and I know that half of the dam is mixed up, half of the dam comes from a carbon that only supposed to have one zrika, so that's a violation of Baltigra. So what should you do? You spill it all out. Spill out the whole dam and waste the both carbonas. I was mekabel dam from one carbon, kabel dam from another carbon, the dam got mixed up. So spill out all the dam because you don't know what to do. No. So nobody says you spill out the dam. So the Mishnah has a machlekes Ablezer and Rabbi Yishuv, what should you do? So Ablezer says, do the more zrikas. He says, do the four zrikas, sure the two zrikas.
Because the four zrikas are included.
Yeah, and the other Tana says, no. Each Tana says, for sure, one carbon will be
good.
Half of the dam will be 100% correct, and the other one will be either a violation of Baltasar or a violation of Baltigra. So Rabbi Shua says, Sheva al Tasa, that's where that call comes from, that Mishnah. Rabbi Shua says, Sheva al Tasa. Sheva al
Tasa means that neither carbon is understood.
No.
That what?
No,
Rabbi Shua says it's better to violate Baltigra than to violate Baltasar. Because Baltigra one violates by inaction. And Baltasar, if one violates by action, so it's preferable. If that's my dilemma, I'm in a dilemma where whatever I'm going to do, take me. So he says it's preferable to violate the Aver B'Shevi Al Tasa of Baltigra rather than to violate the Aver B'Kumbi Asay of Baltasar. And Rabbi Lezer disagrees and he says not so. So in the middle of that Mishnah, the Mishnah raises this svara that maybe the only time one is in violation of Baal Tosef is if he does like this for no good reason. But he has a good reason why. He has a suffix. That's why he has to do it. Otnish Kambreri has to do four zrikas because he knows that some of the dam is from a carbon chatos. So even though he knows that half of the dam is from a carbon chorim Maisra Pesach, it only needs one zrika. Maybe he can't call that Baal Tosef. He's not doing it in order to perfect the mitzvah satar. He's doing it because he has dam from another carbon there. That's why he's doing four. So that's a question. The svara that he says to Farem for your kasha is involved in a machlokes satanoim, whether that's a valid svara.
Whether sitting in a sukkah is a mitzvah by itself or not. In other words, like the first part of Naimon, in other words, when you talk about a mitzvah, does he have to, can either me or outside the sukkah, is
there an Issa? Yeah.
So if you hold that you're just not doing the mitzvah, but on this one, that are
from
the outside.
Okay. A lot of things involved. Good. All the issues that you raise are good. They're all. It's good to discuss. But halacha ma'isa, bottom line, the Gemara tells us what the din is. If you have a, if it's bein ash in Eretz Yisrael, it's bein ashmash, it's in between Hoshana Rabbe and Shmini Atzeret, it says you do have to sit in the sukkah. And the chutzla is bein ashmash is in between Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. You do sit in the sukkah. So you have a whole discussion. Why should it be so? So you have a good kashin. Maybe he has a teretz. Maybe he shlug up the teretz. There's a lot to discuss. Okay.
I mean, you got a
sofik yantar
to begin with, and then you have a
sofik yantar. No, it's not a sofik yantar. It's a
vare yantar. I mean, as far as the sukkah is concerned.
Okay.
For the sake of the yantar.
Okay. There's a lot to discuss, but halacha l'maaseh, the din, we know what the din is. That bein hashmash, you do have to sit in sukkah. So the Gemara says that because you have to sit in sukkah, that bein hashmash is, you say, nigadis katsoi the bein hashmash is, the sukkah remains muktzah until the end of the day. So that's what Taisus, that's the machlokes Rashi and Taisus. So Rashi understands from that Gemara that you always say Mukta Machmas Safik Yom Shava. And Taisis says that it doesn't make any sense. How can you ever say Mukta Machmas Safik Yom Shava? The Taisis restricts it, Taisis limits it. Yeshlema, they said, only by hook to the mitzvah. Why? So that's the hezbah that we gave. Because Taisis holds the hook to the mitzvah doesn't only work by sukkah, it works by all mitzvahs. So here there's a mitzvah, Safik Derais and Chum is another mitzvah. So the first 5 minutes of Shemini Atzeres, every Jew in Eretz Yisrael has to sit in sukkah. If he's interested in, he's normally going to be in shul, but if he's interested in eating, he must sit in sukkah the first 5 minutes, because he doesn't know when Hoshana Rabbah is over, when Shemini Atzeres begins. So since he doesn't know Misofik, he has to sit in sukkah. So it's taka hook to the mitzvah, so not mach misofik yom shava. The first 5 minutes of today I had to sit in sukkah. That's what Taisa says, that's the only case. And Rashi says it's not true. Rashi doesn't open that answer. Rashi says that is the cloud. You always say Mukts Machmas Safik Yom Shava. So the question is, but the Rashi doesn't make any sense. Another question is it against all the Gemaras? But the Ritva says, no, Rashi got it from this Gemara. How? Rashi understood the Gemara. Rav says, no, the Bezeh Asura Bezeh. When you have Shabbos next to Yantam, no, the Bezeh Asura Bezeh. Why? Because of Achana de Rabbah. So Rashi was bothered. What in the world does it have to do with Achana de Rabbah? Achana de Rabbah is when you have 2 days and the Beit is nulled on the second day. Beit is nulled on the first day. What does it got to do with Achana de Rabbah? That was Taisus Kasha. Where's Achana de Rabbah? So Rashi answers, no, this is what it means. The Beit is nulled on the first day. It was Mukts on the first day. Mukts on the first day is going to be Mukta for the Bein Hashmashes in between the first day and the second day. So why don't you? So what's the problem? How do you explain why it's Mukts on the second day? Nigidus katzor the Ben Hashmashes is katzor the Gilyan. The Ben Hashmashes in between the first day and the second day was mukta. So whenever something was mukta Ben Hashmashes, it remains mukta for the duration of the second day. What's the problem? So the top tesis explained, why didn't the Gemara say that pshat in Rab? The Gemara first said, because Rab holds kedusha achas. The Gemara says, no, it can't be. Rab does not hold kedusha achas. The Gemara gave the other pshat achana de Rab, but we're not sure what that means. The two complicated explanations that tesis gave. So Rashi says, no. When the Gemara said Achana de Rabbah, they meant to say exactly what Taisa said. That is Migdus Katzor. The first day is Muktzah till the end of the day. The Bein Hashmashes in between the first day and the second day will also be Muktzah Misafek. And Migdus Katzor, the Bein Hashmashes is Katzor Mikulyan. Why didn't the Gemara say that in the beginning? So Rashi says, no, in the beginning the Gemara didn't know from Achana de Rabbah. Was as an error from Pasha, of course it's Tali Zebzeh. It's one sukkah, not an error. The one sukkah dafne was. So he explains, of course it's Tali Zebzeh. What's the pshat? Migidis katzoy the bein ashmat. But if I would know, it never was mukta even for one moment of today. And Rashi says, no, that's not correct. If you hold from Achana de Rabbah that you need a Achana mibod yom, so not only does it mean whatever is mukta the first moment of the day, it has to be mukhan mibod yom. Whatever was mukta before the day began. Normally, let's say Shabbos comes. So how can anything be mukta on Friday? There is no concept of mukta on Friday. Yontov comes on a Wednesday. So what are you going to say? If something was mukta before Yantav began, how can it be mukta before Yantav began? Erev Yantav, there's no concept of mukta. But if you have 2 days next to each other, Shabbos next to Yantav. So if something was mukta on the first day, so never had hachana. Never had hachana for Shabbos. If it didn't have hachana for Shabbos, then it's also. Rashi learned hachana de Rabbah. How did Rashi learn hachana de Rabbah? Hachana de Rabbah doesn't only mean that if something had an improper hachana, you're not allowed to eat it. If something didn't have a hachana. Rashi wrote on Beis Amidbeis, whoever believes in Achana de Rabbah here, Rabbi the Tamei, the Omar Rabbah the Psochim, the Aleph Mihochna Mukta de Raisa. Rashi says that Achana de Rabbah doesn't only mean if something had an improper Achana, you're not allowed to eat it. If it has an improper Achana, that's the equivalent of no Achana. Whatever has no Achana is an Issa de Raisa to eat it. So Rashi learns that according to Rabbah, you have to have a Achana, Mibod Yom. So if something was Mukta a minute before Shabbos began and never had Achana, has to have Achana Mibod Yom. So according to a rabbi who holds from this din of Achana, you will say Mukta Machmas Safik Yom Shava because you never have Achana Mibod Yom. So that's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Rav holds like Achana de Rabbah, therefore you say Mukta Machmas Safik Yom Shava. So you said Migdash Katzor.
It's not only the Tachilet, also the Tiltal also.
Yeah.
It told the Mukta.
It's Mukta. Once it's
Mukta. You didn't put it away. It's very simple.
Yes.
That's like from the first.
Right.
That's like from the beginning of the Mishnah.
Right. So these are three different ways to understand the Gemara. We pasken like Rav. This is relevant. We pasken like Rav. Then we have Shabbos next to Yom Tov. We pasken no the bazeh, asura bazeh. So the simple pshat would have been kedusha achas, but that's not the correct pshat. That's for sure not correct because Rav pasken shtei kedusha sin. So that's out of the question. So the Gemara said the reason why Rav asks is because of achana. So then the question is what does have to do with achana? So the simple pshat is what Taisa said. The first pshat, the later is achana. And then taste the second shot, very vague. The fact that the day is mafsik, coming between the previous day and this day, that the whole day is mechem. Strange pshat. And Rashi has a harifis dikip pshat. Rashi says, if you hold from hachana de rabbe, then you require hachana mibo yom, then you do say muks mach mesaf again shavah, because the idea of hachana means, the idea of migdash katzoy doesn't only mean whatever was mukta b'tchilas hayom. No, it means more than that. Whatever was not mucha mibod yom, so whatever was mukta on the first day was never mucha mibod yom, because it was mukta the first day. Whatever was booked on the first day, for these purposes, it boils down to come out the same thing. It's saying kedusha achas. Yeah. For erve chumen, you don't say kedusha achas. But for mukta purposes, you'll say kedusha achas. That's what it boils down to. Because whatever was booked on the first day never had a hachana for the second day. So that's the same as saying kedusha achas with respect to mukta. Yeah, that's what it means. That's the Gemara. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Books of the mixture with respect to the meaning of ceremony. There's a way to obviate it. I don't understand that. But Sukhmar says that when you put up the noise sukkah to save the parish, you have in mind that you may want to use it afterwards. That takes away the quote unquote contribution. You're allowed to take
that's
it down.
That's a phenomenon.
Either it is or it isn't. I don't understand that concept of having in mind something that if I want to use it afterwards, I can use it.
That's it. You're right. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say what you just said. The Gemara says like this: if I make a sukkah and I put up and I hang up bottles of wine, bottles of oil, apples, sregim, whatever, and I say ain't any boidel mehem kol bein hashmashes, I reserve the right to use it the first bein hashmashes of leil sukkahs. I don't want it to become hooked to the mitzvah from day number one. If I say let it be hooked to the mitzvah, but I reserve the right to use it from Shmini Atzeres, from Hoshana Rabbah. So once it became hooked from the source, it remains. Yeah. There's no way to change in the middle. Can't say, no, I will reserve the right to use it on day number 7, day number 5. That's no good. The Gemara says, if you say, anybody from the men who called Ben Ashmashes, I reserve the right to use it tonight, the first night of Sukkot. I don't want that it should become hooked from the mitzvah. So then the Gemara says that prevents it from becoming hooked from the mitzvah. That's a din that everybody agrees to. That's the Gemara in Beit Zadaf Lamed. Now in that Gemara, there's a further machlokes. What about there's a hook to the mitzvasa on the schach and the walls, and then there's a hook to the mitzvasa on the noye sukkah. So the Gemara only said on the noye sukkah. What about the schach itself? What if the fella put up Venetian blinds? If they put up wooden Venetian blinds for the schach, and if it falls down, he reserves the right to hang it up again to use it as Venetian blinds in his bedroom. So do you say? Do you say that if he made it tonight, he prevents hook to the mesosa from setting in even on the sukkah itself?
No, that's
or only on the noyeh sukkah?
It takes away from the sukkah.
So that's a machlokes, that's a big machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. That's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. The Chabad quotes the two opinions. When the Gemara says, Eini boidel hemenu kol ben hashmashes, I reserve the right to use the bottle of wine and the apples from day number one, I don't want it to become hooked in the mitzvah. Does that only apply to shitas? That only applies on the noye sukkah. But on the sukkah itself, there's no way to prevent it. If you sit in the sukkah, it becomes hooked in the mitzvah about korcha. And the Ramban says, not true. Even hooked in the mitzvah on the sukkah has to do with your das. If you don't want it to become hooked in the mitzvah, it doesn't become against your wishes.
But that has to be designated before the onset of sukkah.
Before Yom Tov begins.
The serving is a dual purpose. Right now, it's noise sukkah. But should I run out of wine, I want to use the wine or use the apple.
You can't do it.
You
can't do it.
That for sure you can't do it. That for sure you cannot do it.
First,
no, the Gemara says if you have wine and apples, whatever, hanging on top.
I just had a
So if I say, if I run out of apples in the middle of Sukkot, I reserve the right to eat it, that's no good. Once it became part of the Sukkot, no Yisukkot, hook to the mitzvah, so I remain. But if I say I reserve the right to use it tonight, I don't want it to become hook to mitzvah from day number one. Altogether. Not at all. I don't want it at all to become hook to mitzvah. Then the Gemara says it doesn't become hooked to mitzvah at all.
Even if you don't eat it that night,
you don't use it.
Right. And now there's a machlokes tesis in the Ramban when the Gemara said if he made it tonight, I stipulated in advance I don't want the noyei sukkah to become hooked to the mitzvah. Sorry, the taka does not become. What about such a tanai on the schach itself? What about on the sukkah, on the walls of the sukkah itself? Maybe that's only on the noyei sukkah. But on the sukkah itself, you also can prevent it from becoming hooked to the mitzvah. So that's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch.
The Shas is there.
Not limbo. It's Shach for that minute.
So a lot of Rishonim hold that's not a problem. The Ramban holds. Not a lot of Rishonim. The Ramban and the Rashba and the Mishnah Berurah passages like that. The Shver and Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah all of a sudden takes sides on this. So the latest form is, well, how do they know how to take a side? It's a machlokes harishonim. So many rishonim hold that there are two kinds of sukkah. There's a sukkah that has hooks in the mitzvah, chal shem shamayim, and then there's a sukkah that's not chal shem shamayim on a sukkah. It can be yotzei the mitzvah either this way or that way. It can be yotzei the mitzvah either with a sukkah that does have a hook in the mitzvah or that doesn't have hooks in the mitzvah. And Tosfos holds there is no such thing. Tosfos holds from your taina. If it's not hooked to the mitzvah, how is it kosher for the sukkah? The fact that you get to the sukkah with it is a right that it is hooked to the mitzvah.
When you're a product, don't you say that you say at the beginning that I'm only going to let it work for half an hour or last week or last week?
Yeah. No, that's a different story there, because the mitzvah is only for half an hour. When it continues to burn, we assume you can blow it out. There's no mitzvah later on. That's why. Today it's questionable whether that would work, because many post mold today that you have to leave the Ner Chanukah burning on Shetim L'Regem and Ashuk as long as people roam around in the street. So if you live in New York, people roam around in the streets till 2 o'clock. Zman HaGemara, after half an hour after Shkia, somebody tucked away in bed, everybody goes to sleep, and there's no one walking around. But if you live in Manhattan, there are always people walking around. So the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch means if you have Tichel HaRegel and Ashuk, if there is such a Zman, and after that Zman is up, then there's no more mitzvah of having the Nechadik Ben, so it's not hooked to the mitzvah, so you're not using it for the mitzvah. Mitzvah is only the first half hour, after that there's no mitzvah, so that's not hooked to the mitzvah. But let's say within the first half hour, have a mind that let the Nechadik be hooked to the mitzvah for the first 15 minutes, and the next 15 minutes, no. No, you can't do that. If it's hooked to mitzvah for the first 50 minutes, it remains hooked to mitzvah for the rest. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, right? That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch on the assumption that the mitzvah only lasts for the first half hour. So that's a question whether that really applies, these manas and our circumstances. You light the neiris in the window, and there are people walking around even after the half hour, so then maybe that wouldn't help. That's only on the assumption that the mitzvah only lasts for the first half hour. Okay, so halacha l'maisa, we know what the din is. Halacha l'maisa, the din is a beit v'shenolda on the first day is aser on when the Shabbos next to Yontif. We're not talking 2 days Yontif, we're not talking 2 days Rosh Hashanah. There are three cases in the Gemara. Beitzah, Shinalda Bazaar, Surah Bazaar, Muteris Bazaar, there are going to be three cases. One day is Shabbos next to Yom Tov, Yom Tov next to Shabbos. One day is two, Shnei Yom Tov Shel Golias, Sveta Tov Yom Tov, and Yom Tov Shnei Shel Golias. And the other case is going to be Rosh Hashanah. So Shabbos next to Yom Tov, the din is like Rab, the Nolda Bazaar is Asura Bazaar, and it has something to do with Hachana the Rab, and there are three explanations. Sure? That's the Gemara. So then the Gemara tells us, the Gemara quotes Abraisa, Abraisa Machalik Zatara. Gemara tells a story. About 10 lines from the bottom. The balabos, the landlord of Ravada Barava, havelei hanach beitzim yontav l'shabbos. He had a zashayla. It was a beitzim shenol de biyontav. Yontav was on erev Shabbos. Yontav was on Friday. It was a beitzim shenol de biyontav, and he wanted to know. And he made an erev tavshilin. He made an erev tavshilin on Thursday to be permitted to cook on Friday for Shabbos. And now he wants to cook some eggs to make hard boiled eggs, fried eggs, whatever. And he has a Beit Shenolda on Friday, on Yom Tov. He wants to know, is he allowed to cook that egg also?
To eat it on Shabbos.
To eat it on Shabbos. He knows he's not allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. He wants to know, is he allowed to cook it on Yom Tov in order to eat it for Shabbos? Also, the Kameh, he went to Rav, who is it, to Rav Ad Barabbah, and he asked the Shalom, Amalei, Ma'olat Tviyinu Hu'idno, am I permitted to fry it today, to fry the eggs today, v'nechlin l'mocha, based on an Erev Tavshilin. Amalei, so he said, so the Rav Ad Barabbah said, my Daitach, why do you raise the issue? Because Rabbi Yechanan Allah, Rabbi Yechanan, you think the din is like Rabbi Yechanan, that what? The Nolda Bazaar, Muter is Bazaar, says Nolda on Friday, you're permitted to eat the Beitzah on Shabbos. Yeah, that's if you leave the Beitzah by itself, you don't shepe. On Shabbos, you can't cook the egg, it's a malacha to cook on Shabbos, no heterach on Nefesh. So you'll eat the Beitzah Chaya. You'll eat the Beitzah raw. You can crack open the egg on Shabbos and eat a raw egg. But he only says it's permissible to drink the raw egg on Shabbos. But today, to cook it on Yom Tov, of course you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to handle it on Yom Tov. He says you're not allowed to handle it. Well, Tanya, we have it before Shabbos. Period. You're not allowed to handle it at all.
Right.
Now, not allowed to touch it. What was the Havakah mean of the Balabas? He didn't know.
He didn't know.
Not allowed to touch it. What was the Havakah mean of the Balabas? He didn't know. The Balabas apparently was a learned fellow. He knew that Rabbi Yechon. He knows how to learn a little bit. Why did he think that he knows that Beit Shenolda? He's not allowed to handle it.
Looking for a heter.
No.
what can
thought,
the heter be?
He thought because he made an Erev Tavshilin that would clear.
Maybe he basically
he's not easy now.
The Balabas is not so wrong over here. We have to figure out why Rav Barabbas is passing against the Balabas. Balabas is not so wrong over here. The din is, Tesis has rice in the Gemara, and the Rambam says, and the Shulchan Aruch says, what's the prohibition of handling muktzah? Why do they, midrabbanon, the issur of handling muktzah is midrabbanon. Rashi said before that the issur of eating muktzah is the rice that's eating muktzah. Because you're eating something that didn't have a proper hachan, it didn't have hachan at all. But to handle muktzah, to move sticks and stones, that's for sure only midrabbanon. That's exeirah shema yotzi. You're not permitted to carry from the Rishus HaYochad into the Rishus HaRabim and so on. So the Rabbanon, they're afraid if you'll allow people to handle whatever they want, Mistama, one thing will lead to another, and they'll carry out into the streets. So the Gemara said the Ferish, and Shabbos, and later in Beitzah, the Tiltal Muktzah is Exera the Rabbanon, Shema Yotzah. Because they're afraid that someone will carry. But what about to carry on Yom Tov for the purpose of Eichel Nefesh? You're permitted to carry on Yom Tov for the purpose of Eichel Nefesh. So Tosfos says, what about to handle Muktzah for the purpose of Eichel Nefesh? For example, let's say I have an oven, and I want to bake some challahs. I want to do my chicken in the oven on Yom Tov. But the somehow someone put a pile of stones in my oven. In order to be able to cook in the oven, I have to take out all the stones. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, then it's mutter. No, it's Zorach L'Mekomo. That's a good thing you asked that question. Zorach L'Mekomo is only a heter by Klisha Malachta L'Yisrael. A pen or a pencil is not really mukhtar. A hammer, a screwdriver, a pen and a pencil is really, it's a kli, shemalachta liyisur. Whatever is a kli, is already by definition is not muktzah. It's just a kli, shemalachta liyisur. So then the Gemara has two heterim. Either tzorach leguf or tzorach lekomo. If I want to use the hammer or the screwdriver to open up a jar, to crack a nut, that's mukhtah. But let's say if I have a pebble,
that's
a pebble
muktzah.
Is mukhtah mamish. You're not permitted to use a pebble. Or let's say I have a quarter, I have a jar that's tight, and I want to use the quarter in order to open up the jar. Now let me use a quarter, because the quarter is al-pidin considered junk. The quarter is al-pidin considered junk. The pen, let's say, the pen is worth less. The ballpoint pen, let's say, is worth less than a quarter.
No, it's a glutton, nothing solicitor.
No, a pen you use to write with. A pen is a kli. Shem alachta liyisa. So since it's a kli, so it's not called muktzah. It's a kli shem alachta liyisa. So since it's a kli shem alachta liyisa, you have the two heterim, tzorach legufa letzorach mekomo. But if you have a coin, even though the coin, the quarter is worth more than the ballpoint pen or the pencil, it's not considered a kli. Al pi din, it's considered a piece of junk. So a quarter or something, a coin, you're not allowed to move even letzorach legufa letzorach mekomo. Tiltum muktzah is awesome. But if it's Yom Tov and I want to move it for the purpose of Eichel Nefesh, because it's all in the way, I want to take out the bricks and the stones and whatever from the oven in order to cook, the Tosfos says, if you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov Erech HaNefesh, they certainly have to handle Muktzah. Muktzah is just Gzeir the Rabbanu Shema. Shema Yotzi. So if I saw it's Muktzah for Erech HaNefesh, it's also Muktzah is also Muktzah for Erech HaNefesh. So that's what the Baal HaBos thought over here. He wanted to handle the it was a Beit Shenol the Friday was Yom Tov. It was a Beit Shenol the Yom Tov. You know that it's Muktzah today. He's not allowed to handle it. He's not allowed to eat it today. But he thought, Rabbi Yochanan, he's allowed to eat it tomorrow. He's allowed to eat it tomorrow, then he wants, and he made an Erev Tavshilin, so he's going to cook it today in order to eat it tomorrow. So he thought, you're allowed to handle Muktzah today, because Tiltal Muktzah is Muktzah, the Tzarech HaRachal Nefesh. Huh? Oh. So that's where Rabbanu Bar Rabba said a chiddush. The Baal HaBos had a good cheshbon. The Baal HaBos cheshbon was good. The Baal HaBos made two mistakes. One mistake is that the din is like Rav. No, the bezeh asura bezeh. Okay, so that's where Rabbanu Bar Rabba said. You think the din is like Rabbi Yochanan? No, the bezeh meteres bezeh. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, even lidvarecho, even if you think the din is like Rabbi Yochanan, still over here it would be asur. So first of all, the din is not like Rav. The din is like Rav. No, the bezeh is asur bezeh because machana de Rav. Fine. But what was this argument that he says? In even lefi devarecha, that you think that the din is like Rav Yochanan and no, the bezeh materes bezeh, but you're not allowed to handle it today because it's muktzah. Ay, but till the muktzah is mutter. The tzarech erech hanefesh. You say that's only if you plan to eat it today. What is the hezbo? Why? Why should that be so?
Maybe.
Why should that be so? That's what it sounds like he's saying.
Made an Erev Tavshil.
He made an Erev Tavshil, so you permitted to cook
today for tomorrow.
Permitted to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So why shouldn't he be allowed to handle him muktzah? Handling muktzah is like carrying. What's wrong? So the Stipler has an essay about this on the Sef. He explains Koshub Shad. It is achana. It is achana. But that's when you make the Erev Tavshil, you're always doing achana. No, he's always doing. He shechs the chicken on Friday. He carries, he cooks, he does all the malachas. Mamish, he's doing all the malachas. It is achana. So the Gemara in Psochim raises a question. How does this Erev Tavshilin thing work? What do you mean? You make an Erev Tavshilin? Erev Tavshilin is only made the Rabbanon. And I thought there is no such thing as Erev Tavshilin. How do you explain on the level of Deraisa, how are you allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Erech HaNefesh means you're cooking today?
For today.
Well, what? The rabbi answers Hoyel. What does it mean, Hoyel? Let's say today's Yom Tov. Friday is Yom Tov. So he already finished eating today. And then he starts shechting 25 chickens. Who's going to eat all these chickens? Obviously the chickens are for tomorrow.
Later.
So the Gemara says, obviously the chickens are for tomorrow. Says, where's the Heter Erech HaNefesh? So the Gemara says, no, theoretically, if guests would show up, if it's a big city, the Tosfos says, if it's a little village and no more Jews, I'm on a desert all by myself. Desert island all by myself. Nobody there, so you can't do it. But if it's a big Yiddish Kehila, and other Yidden can come, and they can eat up all the chickens that I'll shech, and they can eat all the challahs that I'm going to bake. So theoretically, it could have been used today, even though that's clearly not my intention. My intention is beferish, I'm doing all the malachas today for tomorrow.
You make a kiddush tomorrow.
Yeah, but theoretically, Eichel Nefesh sets itself up automatically. We ignore the Kavanas Agavra, and Eichel Nefesh sets itself up automatically. So that's what the Stipler says. When can you say Eichel Nefesh sets itself up automatically? That's if it's shaykh to eat it today. But over here, Zach Muktzah today. I can't eat it today. So that's what Rabbi Bar Abba said, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that no, the bezeh muter is bezeh. But how can you handle it today? Today is the muktzah. Are you going to say that till the muktzah is muter, the tzarech erech hanefesh? Yeah, that's if it's shach that you should eat it today. But if it's not shach to eat it today, so he says, I'm doing something today clearly for tomorrow. It can't be today for today. It's only today for tomorrow.
There's no
hoil. The whole heter of Erev Tavshilin rest on holy mikle leochem chazilei hashtanam mechazilei. If guests would come, they'd be able to eat it today. But here it's not shaykh to eat it today. That's the lechur. That's the pshat in the gemara.
I didn't think of the question that mukti is often because it's kol. But why is it like every mukti because it's kol? Every mukti then starts south. It could be the kol. So every mukti, it's third people, starting from us, starting from. So,
I saw with the
Mitzvah. So the same way every Mitzvah.
They want to be matter till till muktzah for any tzarach yom tzad. Why only for a chamedesh? For any tesis takis for big shalom. What about till till muktzah in bar mitzvah? No, so some rishonim take a hold like that. That it is correct. The till till muktzah, since it's muktzah the tzarach chamedesh, it's also muktzah for any tzarach mitzvah. The Gemara discussed. Let's say the fellow. Huh? Let's say the fellow before Pesach he did Bidikas Chometz and he thought he disposed the Bala Chometz. Then in the middle of Yom Tov he finds that he has Chometz in the middle of his house. So the Gemara says you wait till after Havdalah and then you burn it. Let's say on Yom Tov Pesach, the Gemara says you're not allowed to burn it on Pesach. Wait till Havdalah, it's Chalamoy Pesach, then you burn the Chometz. So the Rishonim asked, why don't you burn the Chometz on Pesach? Why don't you say Mitoy Shutu Mitzachot Nam Shalot Tzara? So Rashi says. The Rashi says we're talking about a case where the fellow was mavatul chametz before. His buddy comes, he was mavatul chametz. So in our Torah, there's no problem at all. The whole issue of getting rid of the chametz is only midrabbanan. So since it's only a mitzvah midrabbanan, you have no heter to violate any of the rights of burning the chametz. Burning the chametz would be a melacha deraisa. It's only called the tzarach hayom tzas if you're fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa. But in order to fulfill a mitzvah derabbanan, that's not called the tzarach hayom tzas. That seems to be Rashi's sheet. And Tosfos gives a different answer. Tosfos says no. If the chametz would be in your backyard, you'd be able to burn it in Komo. But the chametz is in the middle of the house, so you can't burn it. He's going to burn the rug. I'd let him move it out into the backyard. So Tosfos says there's no heter tiltal muktzah even the tzarach mitzvah. So it's a big machlekes in Rishonim. The Achronim discussed big machlekes 2 days, Rashi and Tosfos. With the tiltal muktzah of tzarach hachanavish is mutzah. So why don't you say Mitoch Shutra the Tzarech HaChanav, Shutra Nami the Tzarech HaYom Tzatz and the other Dvar Mitzvah. All Dvar Mitzvah are also considered Mitoch. So that's a Machlekes in Rishonim. So that's a good question. Why do some Rishonim hold that you don't say Mitoch? It's a long discussion in Achreinim on the Kasha. It's a good Kasha, it's a good time. Yeah.
No.
There's one heter reichel nefesh.
If I can't just burn something, like, I don't need a reichel nefesh. I don't need to something like that. I just want to make a fire for whatever reason.
There's no tzarach hayom. That's not a tzarach hayom. Your tzarach candle is a machlekes in the kitzur shulchan aruch. 2 days in the kitzur shulchan aruch. Let's say someone said on the last day yom tov we say yiske. So many have a minig that they have a ner doylek on the day on which you say yiskah. So the fellow forgot to light a candle on Hashanah Rabbah. Or when do we say? Let's say on Pesach, let's say. You forgot to light a candle on the fourth day, Chalamoy Pesach, that it shall last till. Let's say a big candle. So he's supposed to light a long candle on the last day Chalamoy Pesach that should last for the last day. He forgot. So would we permit him to light the candle on the last day if he has yahrzeit or on the day that you say yistah? So some achrayim say no. That's called a ner shalach tola. Tosfos in Beitza has an expression for nishama. A ner shalach tola. You light a candle for no good purpose whatsoever, just levat tola for no purpose at all. So that's not a tzarach hayom tzas. And others say no. Oh, let her light a yahrzeit candle. Let her get a long candle. Light it on Hashanah Rabbah. Okay. But she does that. Okay. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes others to say that you are permitted to. Why? It's not called a ner shel haftola since you are doing it out of kibud av. So that's cool. The tzarach hayom tzah. Kibud av is also a mitzvah. People dedicate shiurim in memory of parents, memory of the shviga, whatever. So there is an inyan of kibud av. So that's a machlokes. Is that called the ner shel haftola? Ner shel haftola, you can't say since I'm permitted to do havora the tzarach oichal nefesh, so you're allowed to do it for no good purpose whatsoever. No, you have to have some tzarach hayom tzah. So that's a shaila. There is a mitzvah of kibud av. Who says you have to fulfill kibud av by lighting and a yahrzeit candle?
So this is like not a
I'm talking generally in a house. If you need a light in a house, I'm lighting a match. You want a stove or something, you can take it from the outside can. So it serve a purpose.
So what do you want to say? What should be mutter? I want to light a yard side candle on Yom Tov from the stove in order to light other, in order to light a cigarette from it. Okay, so that's a Tzarach HaYom Tzas. Okay, so that's a legitimate Tzarach HaYom Tzas. So then we would say, the Gemara does say, since Havar is mutter for Echal Nefesh, who are dinamis muta to any tzarach hayang tzatz? Whatever would be considered a legitimate Torah. And a chanami, that says in the Gemara. Smoking is a shayla, whether that's considered a legitimate Torah. Today, Bisman HaGemara also, because the Gemara says... No, even without the sakanta, the Gemara says that... only has to be dava hashav l'chol nefesh, that burning mugmer. They had a practice in the days of the Tanaim. They used to, at the end of the meal, after the benching, they used to put besamim, they used to burn besamim on top of coals. And they used to smell it, and they used to say a bracha on it. So the Gemara says that was only for mefunokim. It's not for health purposes. Yeah, most of the people didn't do it. Hardly anybody did it. Only the rich people did it. And it was only for aesthetic pleasure. It wasn't for health purposes. So that's why the Gemara says that there seems to be an Issa deraisa to do that on Yom Tov. That's not included in Tzarach HaYom Tzas. So that's why many poskim say that the smoke should be prohibited on Yom Tov, because that's not a davar shavu l'chol nefesh. First of all, not everybody smokes. And secondly, people who do smoke do it for aesthetic purposes. They don't do it for the health. It doesn't make them healthy. Yeah, fakir. Today it's unhealthy. Okay, let's see the next Gemara. Ush bizachne de rapapa. Either the Huzish Bizachni, also his landlord. The landlord of Rapop, or another version has it, Ahugavid also lekam Rapop, the Stam of Balabas came to Rapop, had a Shiloh also. It was Shabbos next to Yom Tov, his Beit Shenold on the first day, and he wanted to know, is he allowed to eat it on the second day? Havalei, Hanach Beitzim, he Shabbos Leon, also lekam, came to Rapop, and he asked, what's the din? Malle Mechlin Lamocha, am I permitted to eat it tomorrow? The first Balabas of Ravarabarav wanted to know, is he allowed to fry the eggs today? So you let it cook the eggs on the first day with an erev tafshilin in order to eat tomorrow. So he said, no, you're not allowed to. You can only cook things today that theoretically you could have eaten today. But if you can't eat it today, then you're not allowed to cook it as muktzah. So you can't handle it and cook it today in order al-das to eat it tomorrow. But he just wanted to know, so you're allowed to eat it tomorrow. So he didn't want to paskin for him. So he says, come back tomorrow. Why? Because he had already made kiddush, and the din is that Misha Shasa Revi is if the person drank a little wine, little schnapps, you're not allowed to pass in the shayla because he may make a mistake in stock. So he said, Omalei Zilhu Edna, go today, I can't pass him, it's all the mocha. Come back tomorrow and ask me the shayla. Why am I not allowed to pass him? Because we all know the Rav Lamuki Amori Ilavi Miyoy Metab Lachavre, Mishum Shikris. Rav Shmuel used to give a different style shir. Shmuel would give a shir. He'd say a pilpul, like most rabbis in yeshiva. He'd say a pilpul. A pilpul you're allowed to say even when you're stone drunk. As long as you're not paskining anything halacha l'maisa. But Rav, even when he would say a pilpul, every other paragraph would be halacha l'maisa. He would always say, bottom line is this, bottom line, psak is like this. So Rav can never hold himself back. That's how the Gemara says. Rashi quotes. It's the Gemara increases. The Rashi on the last line. Rav aruyeh ha'yemari b'drasha shaloi. Kiri yamina b'krisi. The Gemara says, the Rav would always say psak halacha. In between the lines of pilpul, he'd always give what the din is, and the halacha says, a shikar osel haris. One who drank, even if he's not stone drunk, one who shasa revis, he drank a little bit of wine or schnapps, he's not allowed to paskin any shilas. So just like Rav wouldn't paskin from the time that he made kiddush on the first day Yom Tov, till he took a nap, and the drunken state went away, so Rav Papa also said, I'm not allowed to paskin. Ki osel lamocha, when the balabas came back the next day, the Rav Papa told him, it's a good thing I didn't paskin yesterday. It's a good thing I told you to come back today. Echu hashto ishtaloi. If I would have not postponed the psak till today, I would have most likely, I would have probably forgotten. Ishtaloi would have forgotten. I would have paskin wrong. V'yamiloch, I probably would have said in my sleep, Rav Rabbi Yechanan, Aloch Rabbi Yechanan. That's where we always paskin. And Rabbi Yechanan says, Nol de bazeh, muteris bazeh. And here it's not true. Here we paskin like Rav. Here the din is like Rab. They know the bizarre, so through bizarre, because of Achana the Rabbah, whatever that means. That's the din we just said before. The din is like Rab, The Nolda Bezeh is Asura Bezeh, Mishum Achana Derab.
You beat me. I must ask Hashem at a wedding, you wouldn't trust me. You beat me on this command.
Yeah. If a person is not in a normal state of mind, if he's exhausted or excited or something like that, not a lot of paskin Hashem. Yeah. Do you not have a question? Okay. The Gemara on top of Dalet and Beis. So what does the Gemara have? Omer Rabbi Yochanan on the fourth line. Eitzim shenoshu min hadekel b'shabbos. What's the din if I have a tree and branches fall off from the tree? So whatever is mechuba l'karka is considered mukz. I'll be pashtus. That's a thesis that we didn't learn. Thesis on Gimel Amud Aleph has a long thesis. We only concentrated on the last 10 lines of that thesis. But in the top line of the thesis, they have a whole discussion about that. There are mekoris later in the Sichta that branches of peiris, of vegetables, that a mechuba l'karka, kovman and mechuber, is not considered oichel. The din is not mekabel tumah. Fruits or vegetables that are still attached to the ground are not mekabel tumah. So it's not considered oichel. Whatever, the only things that are not muktzar are the mekele mochlem amashkim. There are four things. The Gemara says in Shabbos, there are four things that are mekabel tumah. Are the mekele mochlem amashkim. Whatever doesn't fall under one of the four categories, whatever is junk, and is not oichel, are the mekele mochlem amashkim, is a piece of junk that's not mekabel tumah. So the Gemara says that the laws of muktzar were instituted mid the rabbanon, called the tikkun rabbanon. Okay, in the rise of tikkun, they instituted the laws of muktzar patterned after the dinim of kabbalas tumah. That they wanted to prohibit handling anything in the house on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Gzeirah Shem Ayotzi, you may forget and carry it into the street, but they didn't want to make life impossible. Are you going to eat your meal? You have to have a fork and a knife. You say you're not allowed to handle a fork and a knife. You can't eat any food. That fast and tight, he can't take off his clothes, put on pajamas. Can't talk off his. He has to leave his clothes on. That's impossible. So all the mekalim, ochem amashkim, things that have chashivas, so they didn't want to make life miserable. So they said that's not muktzah. But whatever is ben kol kol piece of junk, you don't need it anyway. So what do you have to handle it on Shabbos? And we're not going to make life miserable if we're going to prohibit you from handling muktzah dikazachim. So that's what the Gemara says in Perakol HaKelim. In the end of Masechet Shabbos, that the laws of Muktzah were patterned partially, and not 100%, after the laws of Kabbalah Stumah. So there is a din in Kabbalah Stumah that whatever peiros, whatever fruits or vegetables are still attached to the tree, are not Kabbalah Stumah because they're not called Eichlev. Calls man is Mechubel HaKarki, you can't eat it. Well, a guy's going to walk over and start nibbling off of an apple while it's attached to the tree, highly unlikely, people don't do it. You don't eat the vegetables you don't eat the melons while they're still attached to the ground. First you detach it and then you eat it. So the din is that whatever is mechubel karka is considered muktzah, and if it's nashur min hadekel, the branches fell off or the peiros fell off in the middle of Shabbos, middle of Yontif. So I say migid is katsoi l'tchilas hayom is katsoi to the end of the yom. Whatever was muktzah at the beginning of the day remains muktzah throughout the day. So he says the same is true, let's say, on Yontif. Logs you can use as fuel in a furnace on Yom Tov. On Shabbos you're not allowed to make a fire, but on Yom Tov you're allowed to make a fire. So the logs that you have next to the furnace that you throw into the furnace, they're not muktzah. You're meyached them, you're mazman them before Yom Tov began in order to use it for firewood on Yom Tov. But what if the branches fell off from the tree in the middle of Yom Tov? So I was never mazman these logs in the bod yom. So I said migeres katsoy the ben hashmash. The logs, the branches were attached to the tree in the beginning of Yom Tov. It was mukta mamish, even though it fell down from the tree. Now, what in the world am I going to do with the logs now? Probably going to use it for firewood to put in the furnace. But since in the beginning of Yom Tov it was still attached to the tree, it was mukta. It remains mukta throughout the day. So now it's Rabbi Yochanan speaking. So Rabbi Yochanan says, when you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov, he claims Nolda Bezeh is Muteris Bezeh. That's what he says. We don't pass from that. We pass from Nolda Bezeh as Asura Bezeh. He holds Nolda Bezeh Muteris Bezeh. So what happens if you have eight Mishanoshim and Adekel b'Shabbos, and then Yom Tov is on Sunday? So I should really say, no, the Bazaar is Muteris Bazaar. I should say it's only Muktzah on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the logs are Muktzah anyway. On Shabbos, the logs would have been Muktzah even if it would have not fallen off on the tree. Because you're not allowed to use logs in the furnace on Shabbos. So, but Rabbi Yechanan should say, no, the Bazaar should be Muteris Bazaar. Should be Muta Lahasikon. The Yom Tov, when Yom Tov falls down on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yochanan says no. He says it's us. I, the Alti Shivainin, don't ask me any kashas. I hold. Beitzah, and all the Bezeh, Muteris Bezeh. According to the way we pass from Allah, like Rav, all the Bezeh, Surah Bezeh. So there's no problem. It's simple. No, the Asur B'Zeh. But Rabbi Yochanan has a problem. How can I distinguish between the Beitim Shenolda with the logs that fell down? So he says, no, there's a big difference. My time of Beitim Shenolda. Everybody's going to understand. Yesterday I didn't eat it, and today I do eat it because Shtei Kedushas. So yesterday was Muktzah, and today it's not Muktzah. So he says, my time, what's the hezbet to be mechalek beitza mishum to be yoyim and amichazi legoyim yesterday, and the first day I could have eaten it raw, but lo koshori lo ad lamochor, and I didn't eat the beitza yesterday, waited till the second day to eat it, it may be a day, everybody will realize the basiyayim asrua. If the beitza is nolda today, you're not allowed to eat it. Only if it's nolda bezemeteris mitzah, but eitzim shenashem and adekel in the middle of Shabbos, all lags are muktzah on Shabbos. So if the logs fell down from the tree on the first day, which was Shabbos, if you'll say you're permitted to use them on the second day, which is Yontif, people will mistakenly think that logs that fall down in the middle of Yontif, you're allowed to use. Because they won't see that yesterday we didn't use the logs. Yesterday, of course you didn't use the logs. Yesterday was Shabbos. You can't even use the logs that weren't attached to the tree in the beginning of Shabbos. The logs that Imam is sitting in the house also are Muktzan Shabbos. Only on Yontif logs that you use for a furnace are not muktzah. But logs on Shabbos are muktzah. You're not allowed to use it. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Eitzim zakte, delo chozel yoimayhu, which you cannot use on Shabbos anyway. Yishori luhul amoch, if you'll permit people, you say, beitzah shenol de bezeh materis bezeh. So you say, the logs that fell down, the branches that fell down on Shabbos, you're allowed to use on Sunday when Sunday is yontif. You'll allow that. Is also lemei, but the balabatim will make a mistake and I think be obay and amishori. If the logs would fall down on Yontif, it would also be mutter. There's no issue of mukta. The reason why yesterday we didn't use it, Mishum Shabbos the lechazel asaka, because of the Shabbos. That's why. That's why you're not allowed. So he made a new gzeir derabban. We don't need a gzeir derabban. We pass like Rav. Then all the bezes asur bezes push.
Why
can't you use
the mutter
on the first day? On the first day, you're not allowed to touch it either. On the second day.
And the
second day is allowed to eat it already. Because the second day is Shabbos, so you can't cook it. So then he says, Muta Lego Machaya. If the second day would be Yontif, if the first day is Shabbos, the second day Yontif, cook it. If the first day is Yontif, the second day is Shabbos, then he says, Lego Machaya. Yeah, that's what he means. Okay. In the beginning of the parasha, it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu presented the nevuah to the Bnei Yisrael, they didn't want to listen. They were so exhausted from working so hard. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, then the Rabbeinu Shalom tells him, go speak to Paro. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, what do you mean? Hey, Bnei Yisrael, Hashem, we're alive. Hey, Kish, maybe Paro. If Bnei Yisrael don't listen, Kavachem. Rashi says this is one of the 10 Kavachemes in Chumash. So all the Mefarshim, the Rishonim ask you ready. It's a Kavachayim Apricha. The Pasuk says the reason why Bnei Yisrael didn't want to listen because they wrote Me'avayit HaKosha. But if they would have not been so oppressed, Paro is sitting relaxed, very comfortable, very relaxed, and logically he hears that this man is a prophet, and he says the name of Rabbi Shalom is going to destroy the whole country. So Seichel dictates that Paro will be able to think straight, so he will set them free. Bnei Yisrael couldn't think straight, Me'avayit HaKosha. So why is it a Kavachayim? That's what the Rishonim ask at Kosha. So they give all kinds of tirusim. So I saw there's one of the Bali Ateshas on Chumash is called the Paneach Rozet. I was just in Eretz Yisrael, so everybody who visits Eretz Yisrael has to go to Meir Shalom to go shopping for Sor. I saw they were selling the new edition of the Paneach Rozet. It has the introduction, was written by Rabbi Zion.
Okay.
Yeah, Rabbi Abba Zion, used to be from the Bronx. So that's why I bought it, because they had his introduction. So on this pasuk, he has a fascinating interpretation. It says, "V'lashamal Moshe mikotzi ruach me'avoid akasha." Doesn't mean because they were so oppressed they couldn't think straight. He says, "No, me'avoid akasha shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu." They made a cheshbon. The Jews made a cheshbon. We're working for Paro. Now this guy comes and he tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu comes and tells us we should go free, and we should go become avodim to Rabbanu Shalom. He's going to give us the Taryag Mitzvahs. We're not so sure which is better off. It may be a bigger pain in the neck to become religious Jews. So that's what it means. May avoid a kosher. The kosher should avoid a kosher of the Mitzrayim. So the Bali Ateis, one of the Bali Ateis says, Mikoytzer Ruach, may avoid a kosher means they were afraid that if they made this deal that they have now may be better than the other deal.
The frying got into the fire.
Yeah, maybe worse. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. If the slaves don't want to go free, they're afraid that Yiddishkeit may be worse. So Paro, who's making money on the slice, so certainly I'll say I'll choose this side of the gamble. Yes, that's how the Rishonim answered the kashya.